This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
They didn't just disappear, they were erased. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Jeff Gurman, reporter for Las Vegas Review Journal. He was found dead in his yard, murdered. Who did it? Well, the evidence very much points to Robert Tellis. Video evidence, digital evidence, DNA evidence. It's all there. But he's on the stand this last week trying to tell everybody that despite all that evidence, listen to my story. My story, what's coming from my mouth is true. Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. We're going to look at some of the testimony from Robert here in just a few moments. But up to this point in the trial, when we're recording this on the 22nd, so by the time you're seeing this, there may already be a verdict in this case, because they're going to be wrapping up here pretty soon after Cross. What's your take on where this trial has gone up to now?
You know, the prosecution has the ammunition in this case in terms of evidence. They put it in front of this jury. I think Robert Tellis kind of is making a last-ditch effort, a Hail Mary pass to try and get out of this. And I think we're going to talk about kind of how that's been going.
Yeah, not very well at all. Let's go and take a look at some of his testimony. This is his initial testimony on the stand, just kind of giving his pleasantries. Nice to meet you, jury, and why you should believe him, kind of being a little folksy here and there. Let's take a look.
So please tell us. Begin with your story, sir.
Thank you, sir. So, first of all, and excuse me, I'm obviously a little nervous. This is it's a day I've been waiting for nearly 2 years. You know, this thing's been kind of a nightmare, frankly. And again, I want to thank you for being here. And right now, I want to say unequivocally, I'm innocent. I didn't kill Mr. Gurman. And I've got a lot to share with you all. There's been a lot of testimony. And my concern is making sure that you hear what I think about all these things and you know, what would, you know, the concerns that I have with some of these things that have been brought up. So during my testimony, I'm going to be sharing opinions. I know that, you know, folks like Zach Schilling and Mr. Mogg shared their opinions with you. And these opinions were, you know, I guess you could say argumentative in a sense, right? Basically, Zach Schilling said, well, you know, I'm an expert on shoes. And, you know, I think that those shoes that the killer was wearing are the same ones that I've seen Mr. Tate is wearing all the time, right? So he's arguing that he's an expert and you should believe him. And I think the same goes for Mr. Mogg, right? So I think that when I share an opinion with you, someone might say it's argumentative. And when I say something, I guess I specifically mean the state. But I think that when I share an opinion with you, that's my right. And it's your right to decide whether or not you agree with my opinion or not, whether you want to adopt my opinion or not. So I'm just hoping that, you know, I'm not stopped from sharing with you what I have to say. Right off the bat, I'll share an opinion with you.
He's client, kind of the classic narcissist. I know we use that quite a bit, but it seems that he really kind of checks a lot of those boxes. My concern, you know, is that you hear my opinion. I'm going to basically level it out immediately that my opinion is just as strong as these experts. Why would it not be? And you got to hear it. It's an interesting defense, and the fact that his attorney, it's a narrative defense. His attorney's not up there questioning him. What's your thoughts on all that?
You know, it comes off as rehearsed. Certainly he's thought about how he was going to start his testimony and the points he wanted to touch on. It kind of seems like he's trying to seize control from the outset of how this examination is going to go. In a way, it seems like he's kind of, as people could interpret as talking down to the jury or sort of lecturing them and saying, hey, this is how it's going to be. Listen to me. And I'm just not sure it strikes the right tone for a person charged with brutal murder.
No, especially when you have a lot of evidence against you and your arguments are not very strong.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.